From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Food and Drug Administration says there's no evidence that eggs tainted with salmonella come from any other producer than two large farms in Iowa, Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms. Meanwhile, FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg is calling on Congress to pass legislation that will expand her agency's authority over inspections and enforcement.
It comes as a great surprise to the public to learn that FDA cannot compel recalls, but that recalls to this day remain voluntary. And this has been a longstanding gap in FDA's authority.
More than 500 million eggs in 22 states have been recalled for possible salmonella contamination. An estimated 1,300 people have been sickened. A federal judge has put a temporary hold on federal funds that support research on human embryos. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the ruling challenges the Obama administration's guidelines on stem cell research.
Judge Royce Lamberth has issued a preliminary injunction on research guidelines that cover stem cells derived from human embryos. The judge says guidelines the Obama administration issued last year run afoul of congressional language that bars federal money from going to projects that destroy human embryos. The court ruling says the plaintiffs, two researchers who work with stem cells from adults, stand a good chance of winning as the lawsuit moves forward in the courts. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors have filed murder charges against two convicts who escaped from an Arizona prison where they were already serving time for murder. NPR's Ted Robbins reports murder charges are also being brought against a woman suspected of helping the convicts break out.
The U.S. attorney in New Mexico filed charges against John McCluskey, Tracy Provins, and Kathleen Welch. After the men escaped from prison, prosecutors say the suspects encountered Gary and Linda Haas at a highway rest stop in northern New Mexico. Authorities say the fugitives carjacked the couple's truck and travel trailer, then drove to a remote area, unhitched the trailer, and burned it with the couple inside. One of the escapees was arrested a few days later. The other two, McCluskey and Welch, were arrested last week. Prosecutors say they have fingerprints and blood smears as evidence. The inmates were serving time on murder and attempted murder charges. The new charges could lead to the death penalty. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
AIG is repaying the government nearly $4 billion, the firm's biggest repayment yet after it borrowed a total of $182 billion from the New York Federal Reserve Bank. AIG became insolvent after hundreds of billions of dollars worth of mortgage-backed securities plunged in value because of credit default swaps. Stocks on Wall Street fell today, an expectation that a report due out tomorrow will show existing home sales slipped again in July. The Dow was down 39 points. The Nasdaq lost 20. This is NPR. 33 miners who've been trapped for 18 days are facing several more weeks holed up underground while a tunnel is dug. They're stuck 2,200 feet below the Earth's surface inside a golden copper mine where a tunnel collapsed and trapped them. Just yesterday, engineers discovered they were still alive. Rescue teams are sending down food, water, and oxygen. Tiger Woods and his wife say they are now officially divorced. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the split comes 9 months after it was revealed that Woods, the world's number one ranked golfer, had several extramarital affairs.
A judgment was entered in a Florida circuit court Monday, officially dissolving the nearly six-year marriage of Tiger Woods and Elin Nordgren. The petition reportedly said the marriage was irretrievably broken. Terms of the divorce weren't revealed, other than Woods and Nordgren will share parenting of their three-year-old daughter and one-year-old son. In a joint statement, Woods and Nordgren said, "We are sad that our marriage is over, and we wish each other the very best for the future." It was last November when Woods crashed his SUV outside their Florida home, triggering a scandal that involved tawdry tales of his infidelity and that cost Woods millions in lost endorsements. Woods has not won a single tournament this year, a first in his 15-year pro career. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center is monitoring the second named Atlantic hurricane of the season. Hurricane Danielle is far from land, more than 1,300 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The system has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, and forecasters say it could strengthen into a major hurricane by Wednesday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.